God.
Welcome to UFO News. This is Jesse Hobbs. I am your host. And welcome to the show. Today's podcast, we will discuss new crop circles in the United Kingdom, a Chinese UFO sighting that lasted almost an hour long, along with an accompanying video. The Japanese new prime minister's wife makes some interesting comments, and there are some new claims that are coming out from the Bentwater incident of 1998 that occurred in the United Kingdom. A weekend report of UFO sightings in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, and much, much more. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the quality of last week's show. I was a little nervous, and I do not believe we will ever bomb that bad. I feel that the show is going to be much better. I'd like to thank everyone for their emails and their comments and all their considerations. I received a comment from Mr. Carlson. His email was particularly helpful. He just basically letting me know, you know, what people would like. He apparently he had a podcast at one point, and I just wanted to thank him over the air. I'd like to ask anyone that's interested in the show to help me make the show better. Email any comments or suggestions. Our email address is UFO_news247@yahoo.com, or you can just visit our website, which is UFOnews247.web.com. I'm always looking for new UFO sightings, new stories to mention on the air, or comments that will improve the show's quality. Just before I begin, I'd just like to mention a comment. I'm not sure if anyone else has really noticed this, but there's been a huge increase of UFO sightings lately. I'd say, I was just speaking with Joe off the air, I'd say at least 25 to 30%. And they're not just in the United States. I would say these are basically across the world, a lot in Southeast Asia, a lot right now in the United Kingdom, and a lot in America, which is a normality with us. I've found it very easy to put a show together by the increase of sightings. It's come to the point where I'm having to select quality UFO sightings and maybe not select other ones that wouldn't be as wanted to be listened by other people, some that are considered boring to some people, and maybe some other ones are a little more sexier. So I hope this week's selection is something that everyone else would like to know about. These are sightings that I was very interested in. I loved reading the stories on the internet and doing the research into them, so I hope everyone else feels the same way. I've been going through the MUFON case studies, which read like a telephone book sometimes. But if you really have the time and you're very interested in sightings, it's an excellent place to find accurate information on sightings, where they came from, when, the exact witness reports. So I found that very very informative. All the sightings that I've been noticing are spread out all across the U.S. I've seen a pattern in particular of triangle-shaped UFOs, mostly the ones that the witnesses will describe them as black spots in the sky. A comment that is usually accompanied, not always, but usually, is that there is no sound, that they just travel across the sky, and the reason why they'll notice them is that the stars are being obscured. It's just a black object. These aren't patterns that are similar to every triangle-shaped UFO, but I've noticed that at least 60 to 70, maybe 75% of them. I also had a triangular-shaped UFO. I live in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which is located on the East Coast, and we had a sighting in January of 2008 that is posted on our site, ufonews.webs.com. The video is up there if you guys want to see it. Someone YouTubed it and put it up, and it's a very, very compelling triangle. I noticed that the triangle shapes, a lot of the sightings, they will have lights in each one of the corners, and it's a steady, dull yellow light. And I'd say between 50%, maybe a little lower, maybe 30 to 35% of them have a pulsating blue light. It's not a steady light. I wouldn't even describe it as a strobe light. It's more of a pulsating in and out light. I have a working theory on what they are myself. It's not really based entirely on the scientific evidence, but I've been looking into what some people are calling the stealth military blimp. It might even be what was listed as Project Aurora years ago. I'm not really particularly sure. But I've been doing a lot more research, and if I do come across anything else, this will be the first place that I'll bring it. I'd just rather not just come on with some crack shot idea, and, you know, it might not be exactly credible. I believe that most of these aircrafts that people are seeing, these triangular shapes, are military objects. They don't move in patterns and disappear and make crazy moves without inertia. I would say 90% of them do not. It's just that there's been a staggering amount of triangular shapes, not just on the East Coast where it was last year, but there's been sightings over Colorado, Texas, West Coast sightings. I haven't heard of too many of those sightings overseas, which makes me think that they may be military aircrafts from America. So the only problem is, for me, is that I did not see the actual sighting. So with so much CGI and Photoshop and extremely well-produced hoaxes, I find it hard myself to tell what some footage is, since I never saw the object with my own eyes. So it's just a little comment I wanted to put out there. If anyone has any information or any sightings of triangular-shaped UFOs, please send it to our email address, UFONews@yahoo.com. And there's an underscore between UFO and news. It's just a comment I wanted to put out there. And on to the news. Our first story is weekend reports of UFOs. These were pulled from the MUFON case files and through the Pittsburgh UFO Examiner. It reads as, it was a busy holiday weekend for UFO sightings in the region. Locally, reports were received of sightings in Pittsburgh, Gannett, which I believe is also in western Pennsylvania, while there also appeared to be a massive outbreak of sightings in Ohio, particularly in the metropolitan Cincinnati region. The reports are as follows. The first one they mentioned is one in Gannett, Pennsylvania, which was in September 5th of 2009. Witnesses reporting seeing dozens of orange-yellow orbs coming out of the woods. The person that was the witness said they had similar sightings of the same object in May. One came out of the woods, turned on what to appear a conventional FAA lights, which I would say are similar to the triangular lights I was trying to describe, the yellow, orange lights. Except before it just sped off. Some appear to start flashing out of nowhere. Some appear to be higher up from the area without having the orb appearance at first. This area, which they're saying is located in Penn Township, which probably means nothing to us, is also the body near Murraysville, which is the sightings I was speaking about last week. So this is just a better detailed listing of the sightings. The next sighting was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, also on the 5th of September. Witnesses parked in the Pittsburgh Mills Mall parking lot waiting for children to return from shopping. He had his sunroof open. He was watching the clouds when he noticed a dark circle, pea-sized in dimensions. At first, he thought the object might be a balloon using his binoculars, which he had in the vehicle. It's pretty handy. The witnesses observed the objects to be shiny at once and then sometimes semi-transparent before becoming cylinder in shape. Cylindrical, I apologize. The witness estimated the object to be between 40 to 100 feet in width and flying at an altitude of 5,000 feet. The next sighting was on the 7th of 29th, and it is in the metropolitan Cincinnati region, which is, I would say, approximately 200 to 300 miles from Pittsburgh. Amid some approaching storm activity with multiple lightning strikes, several witnesses observed an object in the sky to the north over some nearby baseball fields. The object looked football-shaped, and the witnesses estimated the distance from them to be approximately 500 yards, which is basically five football fields. It's pretty close. The object seemed to be bigger than a helicopter. The witnesses continued to observe the object for 15 to 20 seconds. The area around the object seemed kind of hazy or wavy, as if some kind of energy surrounded it. There's also another sighting that was in the area on the 6th of September in Media, Ohio. Two witnesses reporting seeing glowing orange orbs of light moving very slowly in east to west direction. Also on the 6th in Southington, Ohio, which is very close in proximity to Media, Ohio. Several witnesses were setting a bonfire in a late evening when they noticed an orange ball traveling over them. Shortly it was gone, only to have a second object come by several minutes later, which I think with orbs is also a very similar pattern from what I'm seeing. And the last sighting in these rash of sightings was in Littleton, Colorado, which is very far from the Southerton, Ohio area. Witnesses observed an orange-colored, cigar-shaped object. The object's movement was not similar to conventional aircrafts. Traveled north-northwest direction, appeared to be very large, but they were a great distance away. So I thought that was a pretty interesting story, how they all stayed the same proximity and was all within a 24 to 36-hour period. Our next story is, I just wanted to briefly touch on the Chinese filmed UFO during the eclipse. This was on the, I'm not exactly sure to be, oh, it was on the 22nd of July. The astronomers, actually this story is from AHN, a reporter. I pulled it off the wire for it. It comes out of Nanjing, China. Astronomers here say they have confirmed that a UFO was filmed during a solar eclipse this summer. Yai Hao Shang, director of the Purple Mountain Observatory, told Sina.com that the unidentified object was filmed for 40 minutes near the sun during the total solar eclipse on July 29th. He denied to speculate on the matter of the object, saying scientists will study the footage before drawing any conclusions. And he also said that there was another report of a sighting in 2008 in the same area, and that they apparently visit the provincial capital every 5 or 10 years. In 2007, he also had a sighting, this man. And Nanjing was the first site, was the site of the first recorded sighting of a UFO in China in 1892. So apparently this area is close to sightings. Our next story is Japan's new prime minister's wife makes interesting comments. This story comes to us from MyFox.com out of New York. The wife of newly elected Japanese prime minister claims she had an alien encounter in a book published Waste Year, according to Reuters. I guess the book was published called Waste Year. In the book here's the book's title. In the book entitled Very Strange Things I've Encountered, Mikayu Hatamoa wrote, "While I was sleeping, I think my soul rode on a triangular-shaped UFO," that's interesting, "and went to Venus. It was a very beautiful place, and it was very green," she told her husband of the experience when she awoke, but he said that she must have been dreaming. Her current husband, the next prime minister, to be more open-minded on the object of UFOs, however, than her former. It just goes on basically to say that her current husband has a different way of thinking. He would surely never say, "Oh, that's great." She's expected to be a different kind of first lady than Japan's traditional political wives. I can see why. Who are expected to remain in the background as they tend to stay at home and raise children. She used to be in a musical band, they said. They just gave a brief bio of her herself. So I thought that was a pretty interesting story. I guess UFO sightings and abductions are taking place in the political realms. Our next story comes to us from New Jersey, which is very close to where I live. The story is titled UFO Startles Elderly Residents. It comes to us from the Jersey Evening Post, and it took place in Gorey, New Jersey, G-O-R-E-Y. It was red, it hovered in the sky, it looked something like dollhouses, and traveled at great speeds. The UFO was watched intently by two elderly sisters who live at Gorey, and who now want to find out if anyone else saw what made their jaws drop last Friday night. Gladys Madding, 92, was opening the side curtain in her lounge in the Place La Cantour when she saw the red object in the gap between trees behind her garden at about 11:30 p.m. "I was so shocked that I called out to Christine, my sister, and forgot she was deaf. In a second, it flashed off across the sky towards Gorey Piers. However, when Gladys went to open the other curtain, the object came back to hover in the same place. Again, the object which the women said appeared to them in about the size of a television screen was there for a few seconds before it zipped off at speeds in the same direction as before. And this was posted on the 10th of September at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time. I really enjoyed this. The accompanying story that I just mentioned, it was a blog, basically, with the story, and many of the people there said they saw it, too. I copied some of the comments that were posted on the website, and Katie from New Jersey said, actually, it was Friday night. I saw the UFOs there, too. Just many people saying, Nick Andrews, he reported, I can confirm the reference in the above story, the lights being Chinese lanterns. Obviously, he thinks that they're Chinese lanterns for some reason. My colleague and I were on duty in the parish police car parked in the lobby opposite Union Road, keeping a watch on traffic, and we observed the lanterns being launched from the vicinity of the village. They actually looked very nice and tripped us harmlessly out of the way. So there's a police officer saying that there is a logical explanation, and apparently he saw it. So I don't know how much credence we can give to that, but he is a man that spends a lot of time outside at night. Annie, a woman, just said that she saw them, too. They were red lights. They were traveling toward Gory Castle, which I don't know what that is. I thought that was a pretty interesting story with the comments that accompanied it, and there are many of them. I mean, I have about 4 pages here of comments that people said that they also saw it. Our next story comes to us. It's titled Idaho Sightings Come in Threes. It's directly from the MUFON database. This story was actually emailed to me from Manuel Navarrieta. I'm sorry if I don't pronounce your name correct, sir. And he pulled it from the UFOClearinghouse.webs.com site. It basically reads as a MUFON database sighting. It was posted on the 9th of September at 3:38. I'll put the case number and the log numbers up on the site after I get off tonight. The first sighting just says that I observed a star-like object on the evening of September 8th. The second of 2 sightings this evening, this also was a star-like object, but this one in the western sky at the same height as Jupiter again. So the man's familiar with planets and constellations. That helps. This was a single object that moved slowly north to right, then faded away quickly. The next sighting in that area, it's under the same log number, but different, actually same case number, different log number. It's also in the same area. Driving home from South Boise to East Boise, I observed a bright star where none should be. I realized it was moving. When I stopped my car, I then noticed a dimmer object beside it moving at the same direction and speed. The objects were at the same height in the sky as Jupiter and to the east. They moved very slowly together in the same direction for about 1 minute before quickly fading away. They stayed in the same direction. He basically just describes what the last witness said, where the position in the sky was and how it looked like a star in the sky. So that's interesting. And there is a third sighting that also mentions Jupiter. And it just says that two star-like objects appear to the east of Boise at approximately the same height in the sky as Jupiter. One object was as bright as Jupiter, the other one was dimmer. The objects moved together at the same speed slowly for about 1 minute. I thought they were stars. I pulled over. The guy basically gives the same account as the last two witnesses. It's very interesting how they're giving it the same position in the sky, basically the same witness description of the actual sighting of the object, and all three of them say that it just faded away after it moved away from Jupiter. So I thought that was a pretty interesting sighting. Our next sighting actually comes to me. Well, it's not a sighting, actually. It's an alleged alien body. I was listening to Coast the other night, and there was a story posted under their featured stories that said that on Whitley Strieber's site, unknowncountry.com, that he had a photo of an alleged alien being on it. And apparently it's called the Elfendorf Beast. I'm not too familiar with this. It was posted on the 7th of September. And the story reads as followed. Famed Mexican UFO researcher and TV personality Jaime Maussan has released information about an apparent alien body that is under study in Mexico. This can be found on unknowncountry.com. Mr. Maussan tells unknowncountry.com that the body is definitely real, but so far none of the DNA testing has revealed any known DNA. Anatomically, the creature displays a combination of structures similar to humans, such as joints, and others suggest a reptilian origin. Basically, some people in Mexico are saying this is a chupacabra, which is a huge, huge thing down there. So I just wanted to put that story out there. There's another story that I posted up on the site. We're running out of time here. It's a story about a 600-foot jellyfish crop circle found in Oxfordshire Field, which is in King's Tombs in the United Kingdom. So if you want to check that out, go on the website. And last but not least, I was approached by an email. I just wanted to get everyone's opinion on this, if I can get some comments on this through the email or through the actual site of ufonews.webs.com. I was approached by a man named Bradley and Krem, who wanted to know if I wanted to conduct an hour to an hour and a half interview of him. He is the representative of Share International, which is a supposed cult, some say. They believe in the Maitreya. And I've done some very brief lookings into it, and the man has been on Coast. He's been on many radio stations. They approached me. I just wanted to know if anyone had any interest in it. Mr. Krem's assistant assured me that most of the interview will speak about UFOs and what their beliefs are. I don't want anyone to think that I am a member of Share International. I do not really know all of their beliefs, and I just wanted to know if anyone would be interested in hearing an hour to an hour and a half special, basically an interview of Mr. Benjamin Krem and his theories and opinions on UFOs. So please give me an email or go on the site and leave me some comments and let me know. If we do that, it'll come out as probably a special. I'm sure Joe will post it in the archives, and it'll be recorded phone interview. Well, that's about it for this week. I hope everyone enjoyed the show, and we'll tune in next Saturday. I'm sure the way the sightings are going, we'll have plenty of good news stories. Until then, my name is Jesse Hobbs from UFO News 24/7, telling you guys to keep looking up. Good night, everyone.